This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched infrastructure projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees in Arunachal Pradesh, highlighting the state's growing role in energy and regional development. PM Modi virtually laid the foundation stones for two major hydropower projects in Siyomi district and a convention centre in Tawang. Addressing a public meeting at Indira Gandhi Park in Itanagar, the Prime Minister said the land of Arunachal is not only the land of the rising sun, but also a cradle of patriotism. Mr. Modi further said his visit to Arunachal had become special. On the first day of Navratri, he witnessed the beautiful mountains and noted that the GST Bachat Utsav had also begun today.
Aur aaj se जीएसटी को भी हमने सिर्फ दो स्लैब तक सीमित कर दिया है 5% और 18%। बहुत सारी चीजें अब टैक्स फ्री हो गई है, बाकी सामान पर भी टैक्स बहुत कम हो गया है। कोई स्कूटर बाइक खरीदना है, बाहर खाना पीने के लिए जाना है, ये सब पहले से सस्ते हो गए हैं। ये जीएसटी बचत उत्सव आपके लिए बहुत यादगार बनने वाला है।
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released four compiled books on the speeches of Prime Minister Narendra Modi titled Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, published by the Publications Division in New Delhi this morning. He said, Prime Minister Modi is an inspiration for millions across the country and abroad. The Vice President said Mr. Modi has grown from being a representative of the common man to people's true leader.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji, who is living inspiration for millions across the country and abroad, who motivates people through his own contact to give their very best. Our Prime Minister has grown from being a representative of the common man to the true people's leader, whose determination has shown us how the impossible can be made possible.
Mr. Radhakrishnan said these books, containing selected speeches from the fourth and fifth years of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's second term, manifests his vision and approach to good governance in many ways. On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, Prime Minister Modi has made politics a medium of serving the people. The Information and Broadcasting Minister today said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken a historic decision to reduce the tax slabs in GST, which will help every household in saving money. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav urged citizens to make a resolution of using Made in India products in their day-to-day life. He added that both shopkeepers and customers have expressed happiness over the decision. The 9-day-long Navratri festival is being celebrated across the country today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on Navratri in a social media post. Mr. Modi hoped that this holy festival, filled with courage, restraint and devotion of determination, will bring new strength and new faith in everyone's life. The Prime Minister said the auspicious occasion of Navratri is very special this time. He said, along with the GST Savings Festival, the mantra of Swadeshi is going to get a new energy during this time. On the occasion of Navratri, Prime Minister Modi also shared a soulful rendition by Pandit Jasraj. The Prime Minister urged citizens to share bhajans they have sung or have a favourite one. Mr. Modi said he will post some of them in the coming days. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will meet U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in New York today on the sidelines of the 80th United Nations General Assembly session. Officials said the discussion will serve as a continuation of efforts to strengthen bilateral ties and bridge the differences that have emerged between the two countries in recent months. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a warning to the UK, Canada and Australia after the three countries recognized the Palestinian state and accused them of rewarding terrorism. In his statement, the Israeli Prime Minister stated that there will be no Palestinian state to the west of the Jordan River. Reiterating his long-standing opposition to Palestinian statehood, Netanyahu vowed to continue expanding Israeli settlements in the West Bank. And with that, we end this news bulletin.